Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live Saturday edition of the program. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Coming up, Sheriff Joe. You know, the America's toughest sheriff. The man who's just so full of himself and has managed to stay in office even after abusing human beings in an obvious manner for decades. He keeps getting reelected by whoever the sick people are that are reelecting him there in the Maricopa County area of Arizona. He's gone to court. There's a contempt trial going on against Sheriff Joe this past week in Phoenix. And I want to talk about that because, well, this man is a sick puppy. And I think there's some larger issues at play here, namely the fact that he ignored a judge's order to stop his racial profiling, essentially. That's what the basis of the contempt filing has been. We can talk more about that coming up here. We've got Skype, by the way. You can Skype into the show at username LRN.FM. And you can call toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Joining you in studio, Ian here.
And Mark.
Let's go to, I believe, we got Pizza Dude. Yeah, Pizza Dude is in North Dakota, is it? Pizza Dude?
Yeah, North Dakota.
Hey there.
How's it going? Yeah, I wanted to call and talk about the button. Incrementalism and trying to understand why people do things.
Okay.
So, well, you know, I think it's important to understand, you know, and I've tried to do this with the example of slave owners or the Nazis, that everybody has the best of intentions. And I think that's kind of an important lesson to keep in your mind and try to understand that you have to hate the sin, not the sinner, because sinners don't know that they're sinners, right? In a kind of way of thinking about it.
Yeah, I think in many ways that's a more effective way to go about it than just sort of lambasting and painting people with a broad brush like Ian just did with folks that voted for Joe Arpaio. Go ahead.
Well, that is kind of exactly my point. And so coming back to the button, whether you had pushed it or not,
the button. What now?
We have to describe this button.
Yeah, well, the button to end the state.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're clear on what this button does, because everybody who's called to talk about this seems to have a slightly different view on what this button will do.
This is an imaginary button, obviously, and this would end the this would be, so the state as a concept is an organization that claims a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass, right?
Sure, but okay. I mean, what I would argue is that it doesn't exist. Anyway, you can't end the state. That's kind of my whole point in calling today, is to say, hey, there is no such thing as the state. And you guys have said as much before, right? It's just a bunch of people with intentions in their mind.
Well, right? The state is an idea. So people believe in the idea of the state. It's very real to them. But for those of us who have gone beyond that and understand that the state is just an idea that justifies violence against peaceful people or the threat of violence against peaceful people, you know, we don't think it's real, but they certainly do.
But you really see it as one idea? That's kind of my point, is that there is no idea of the state. Nobody supports the state. But what
they do. I mean, there are people who believe they are the state. I mean, if you've ever been prosecuted before in any kind of criminal court, it's the state who's coming after you. And the judge believes he is the court, which is an extension of the state. And the prosecutors are the agents of the state who are doing the prosecuting for and on behalf of this thing called the state, this thing that doesn't exist, but yet they believe they're doing its bidding.
There's a saying, and I forget exactly how it goes, but it says, paraphrasing is, I don't really know why I do the things that I do. I just do them and then come up with a reason afterwards. And everybody is that way. When you think about it,
most of the time.
Yeah, we act faster than we can come up with rationalizations for them, and then we try to pick it apart afterwards. right? So I don't know why I do the things that I do. I'm not going to look another human being or set of human beings in the eye and say, you believe in the state and that's why you're doing this, right? I think every single one, it's just a bunch of people who have the best of intentions, who think, you know what, I'm going to make things better by doing this. And so the idea of ending the state by pushing the button, I think, carries with it all these logical fallacies, concepts, and constructs. We can put them together and think about it in our mind. Like we can discuss about what it would be like to be half pregnant, right? But certain things, just because you can string it together as a series of words into a concept, doesn't mean they have meaning. And I don't think the state is one of those things.
I think you've really put it in the right light here, because the conversation I was having on Wednesday night, when this is what you're referring to with Ian and Cantwell, is that you're putting me in a very difficult position, because you're asking me to talk about something that is not real, that is entirely fantastic. And the idea that...
You're talking about the button, not the state?
The button, the state is, I suppose it's real in the sense that people like to use the government to solve problems, because in some cases it can solve problems more quickly, and in other cases it solves them less quickly. So, for instance, I'll say recycling. People want to see plastics recycled, and the marketplace was going to move really slowly on the recycling of plastics, because plastics just aren't valuable. They're not that much of a resource as far as getting them. It's going to be very costly. At this point, the recycling programs are up. They've got legs. They might even...
but they're BS, most of them, right?
They're less BS than they were when Penn and Teller created their BS about them 10 years ago.
Why is that? Why are they less BS now?
Well, you've got to look at the recycling programs as a whole, forcing people into the programs. I mean, you have to understand that force was involved, and they can use the little pebbles, and they can, you know, make different plastics and that sort of things with them. And because they force people to do recycling, they can now use the resources that those recycling programs had, whereas previously the resources weren't there. When you had your plastics mixed in with your garbage, it wasn't really a resource because it wasn't valuable enough to go through the garbage and pull the plastics out.
Mm-hmm.
When the plastics,
it's still not valuable enough. Because you don't really get, the people that are going around and turning in cans, for instance, there's value in certain types of recycling. At least that's what they said on Penn and Teller's BS years ago. And that, there's certain things that are being recycled that is not valuable, that it actually costs more energy to recycle than it would to create new ones. I believe plastics and newspapers were in those categories.
We've gotten better on those issues than they were in the past. I mean, so because the marketplace has come to bear on recycling, you'll find that recycling has gotten more efficient over the last 15 years than it was previously. Those Penn and Teller episodes of BS were very prescient and timely, but they have become less timely, and therefore their prescience has disappeared.
Yeah, I still don't recycle. Hey, Pizza Guy, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Brett. He's in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brett.
Hello, Ian. How you doing?
Hey, I'm great. Go ahead with your thoughts, Brett.
I'm calling in. Have you guys heard or talked about Liberland at all?
Yes. Mark, were you on the show for that night?
Yeah, we did talk about it.
Yeah, so can you inform our listeners as to what that is, please?
It's looking at the Wikipedia page right now. It's a self-proclaimed micronation situated in unclaimed territory on the western bank of the Doom, I can't pronounce that, a river between Croatia and Serbia.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just reading their constitution a little bit, and it seems like they took the American Constitution and took it to the next level.
All right.
Yeah, as far as I understand, it's quite a liberty-oriented project from what I've been able to read on the Internet and that sort of thing. At this point, I want to know how many people have picked up and moved, how many people are on this piece of land. I know very little about it.
I'm not even sure the president of Liberland is living in Liberland.
No, he doesn't.
Right.
Does anybody live in Liberland?
I'm not entirely sure, but I know it's very small. It's only about, I've heard it's only about 4.3 like square miles.
Yeah.
But, apparently they've had thousands of citizenship requests. That's just what I've read online. But just it's interesting to see that it's gotten.
But it's only an asset if they can actually sort of get things going. They're,
right.
You know, many years away from sort of international recognition of their project, and I find it interesting. But at this point, I'm not picking up and moving. Are you?
No, of course not. I was just thought it was an interesting idea to see that libertarian ideas have really taken so much root that micronations are being basically asserted that they exist.
Thanks, Brett, for the call tonight. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ron Paul here. Today, I have an urgent message for every American who's retired or thinking about retiring soon. You see, our own government's disastrous policies have now put you, me, and everyone over the age of 50 at great risk. Sometime in the near future, we're going to have yet another financial crisis. This one won't be solved with bailouts, and it will hit seniors the hardest. I fear there will be civil unrest, a drop in stock prices, pension fund collapses, big changes to Social Security and Medicare, the erosion of personal liberties, bank and brokerage closings, and ultimately a major crisis as the U.S. dollar is rejected for almost any non-paper alternative.
Don't let this happen to your retirement. Dr. Ron Paul strongly believes when the next crisis hits, there will be no warning, and the government won't save you. Go online to www.ronpaulwarning10.com where you'll learn simple steps you can take to protect your retirement. Go to www.ronpaulwarningthenumber10.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We
We're back with more Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want to discuss toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you get online, then you need to protect your privacy. As if you don't take steps to protect your privacy, then you really can't expect to have any. Your internet service provider certainly isn't interested in your privacy. They are likely logging all of the websites that you visit, the search terms you're entering. They're probably keeping those logs for several years in some cases. So you can stop that from happening. You can also protect yourself from packet sniffers and people that want to steal your credit card or bank account information. You can encrypt your data connection by using ProXPN. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL and download their software. It's free for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, whatever operating system you're using. They probably have it there over at proxpn.com/FTL. Get the app from ProXPN. Get it installed and get it operating. It's very easy to do. Once you're connected with ProXPN, you are protected from the prying and the spying. You can use code FTL50, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off, to save 50% on the annual account price over at proxpn.com/FTL. When you get that premium account, you'll also get access to unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. You get it with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Let's go to your calls and thoughts coming up. The latest on Sheriff Joe Arpaio, the self-proclaimed toughest sheriff in America. Let's go first, though, to James in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Hey, James.
Well, hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. excuse me. Today I was working on starting an business.
And
I wanted to be able to accept Bitcoin and realize I, as much as I hear about it, I knew very little about how it worked. And so in the process of doing some research, I came across this story that was a little disconcerting, although quite predictable, I guess you could say.
What was that?
In New York, there's this pencil pusher named Benjamin Olosky. I guess he's the superintendent of the New York Department of Financial Services. Is working on essentially regulating any online service that works with Bitcoin. And I guess the big issue was it was such, from what I was reading on The Guardian, and I sent you guys the article. I was unable to post it onto Free Talk Live, so I sent it via Facebook. I was having technical problems today.
Okay.
So it, but anyway, I sent it to you guys on Facebook. According to the article by The Guardian, it would require digital currency companies to obtain what they call a bit license.
I beat them to it. I actually got the Bitcoin Not Bombs Intergalactic Bitcoin license, so I don't really need a New York Bitcoin license because I went to Bitcoin Not Bombs and got their Intergalactic Bitcoin license.
Yeah, I have one of those. It's pretty cool, but that's really more of a joke, Mark. The people in New York aren't joking. They're willing to
true.
Put you in a prison cell.
Bitcoin Not Bombs won't come and do horrifying things to you if you don't get their license.
Now, the good news is you don't live in New York, James, so really you probably don't really have anything to worry about here, but yeah, for those people who are in New York, they should be very, very interested in what's happening with the regulatory system there as far as Bitcoin is concerned. It's not really clear what's going to end up being the case when all of this is said and done. Are they just going to be regulating Bitcoin exchanges in New York, or will any business that accepts Bitcoin fall under these regulations? I don't know. I've heard all of those things are possible, and I don't think that the final I haven't heard that the final regulations have been put into effect or finalized in any way at this point.
Yeah, and essentially, from what I was reading, he ended up having to rewrite it because the original regulation was just there were too many complaints from too many people that it was just such a you know, essentially left everything open to interpretation. So I'm kind of glad that somebody, you know, looked at that and was at least able to twist the arms for the folks in New York, and at least get him to rewrite. I mean, granted, unfortunately, it's I know that they're stealing more, you know, money from people to do it because it's taking time, and I know he probably doesn't work for free.
I guess you really don't really have anything to be concerned about, though. What is it that's concerning about that to you? The fact
that somebody's going to come along and give a license because you knew that was happening, right?
Is it concerning that it's going to happen in Michigan next or what?
Oh, no, I'm not concerned about Michigan. I mean, I've got plans to go to New Hampshire. So, okay. I mean, that's the whole reason I'm starting this business is to fund my move.
Great.
It's just more or less, it sets a precedent because, you know, if New York does it, and, you know, when New York does something, it's probably one of the most highly regulated states, you know,
yep,
in the country. You know, it's who knows who's going to follow suit. So,
yeah, there's a good chance that other states will look at New York and then they'll lift their regulations as boilerplate and add them to the regulatory structure in the other states out there. I mean, there's no doubt that's a realistic possibility. You know, for me, I'm not really worried about it. I trust in the geeks. I trust in the cryptography backs Bitcoin. And I know that even though the government goons may try to regulate the people who do business as far as exchanging Bitcoin are concerned, because governments don't like it when money transfers between people without getting a cut.
Yeah.
That won't really, in my opinion, it's not going to stop Bitcoin because Bitcoin is an international currency and, you know, the actions of one government or another are really a non-issue as far as I'm concerned to whether or not Bitcoin will continue.
Governments have all kinds of regulations on all kinds of things that, as far as like, say, cash, you can't, governments have all kinds of regulations on using cash to buy marijuana. It hasn't worked in decades and it won't begin to work anytime soon. They're just dumb regulations.
Yeah, if I were a Bitcoin, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I do have a question though, something, you know, to think about. Is it just exchanges that work, you know, and this might be up for speculation. Do you think it's just going to be for the businesses that are located in New York that do business with Bitcoin? So, you know, let's say there's an exchange because there's one of the Bitcoin exchanges right now that in New York that applied for a banking license as well. So is it just those located within the borders of New York, or
it's for as many businesses as they can possibly get to take on the rules, as many businesses as that'll do it. That's what it's for.
But generally, jurisdiction doesn't extend beyond the borders of the state. Thank you, James, for the call, and good
luck. They'd love it to be. I mean, they want to collect sales tax for their people in New York that buy things from outside of the state. It's ridiculous.
James, good luck with your move and the business. Thanks for the call tonight. If you want to learn more about Bitcoin, then I would recommend you visit weusecoins.com. It's a great intro website. There's a quick video, maybe about 2 minutes long there on the front page.
We got some good stuff at bitcoin.freetalklive.com, too. Good links.
There's a link to weusecoins.com there. That's our Bitcoin page where you can donate to Free Talk Live, though. There's really not much else there. Maybe one to expresscoin.com, too. More coming
measles up. Measles is activating on a mass scale now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. UnveilingThem.com.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition continues. We've got plenty of time for you if you want to join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on our site. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Mark, a moment ago you mentioned our Bitcoin page on the Free Talk Live site. It's not exactly a page designed for a newbie to Bitcoin. It is a page
that... It has
that
links, though.
It has a couple of links. But, you know, I would say WeUseCoins.com is the go-to site for newbies to Bitcoin. That site is designed for people who are brand new to the concept of Bitcoin, and it'll help you really understand the idea of a decentralized currency that is not issued by any bank or any government that allows you to send money to anyone in the world in basically an instant for next to zero. I mean, a very, 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 very small fee is applied to the Bitcoin transactions. And so start there. But when you're ready to get some Bitcoin... When
by very small, you mean like pennies. You can send
it for
as low as pennies, yeah.
Yeah, very small. So when you're ready to actually get some Bitcoin, then I would recommend ExpressCoin.com, where you can get Bitcoin and some of their competitors like Litecoin and Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And over at ExpressCoin, they are a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies with money order or check Just start at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can help. ExpressCoin.com. Plus, they've got a smartphone app, which you can get at ExpressCoin.com. Don't forget to use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all over at ExpressCoin.com. Again, that's coupon code FTL, ExpressCoin.com. And once you do get those Bitcoin and you want to donate some to Free Talk Live's tip jar, feel free to drop by Bitcoin.FreeTalkLive.com. Also, maybe you've got some of those altcoins like the Litecoin or Dogecoin or something like 20-something others are accepted on our Bitcoin page via the shapeshift.io link there, which allows you to actually donate to us in Doge or Litecoin or whatever you want, and Shapeshift will automatically turn that donation into Bitcoin for us. So we don't have to deal with accepting 25 different currencies. Shapeshift handles all that for us. It's all very cool. So, again, you want to grab some Bitcoin for the first time or for the 20th time, go to ExpressCoin.com. They've got them there, and they can supply you with however many Bitcoin you want, as I understand it. So once again, that's ExpressCoin.com. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We had a guy call in a moment ago about Bitcoin regulations. He was concerned about the situation that's apparently still developing over in New York State, where there's some bureaucrat who wants to create some kind of a Bitcoin license. Now, what'll be nice is the caller from Kalamazoo mentioned he was actually planning on moving to New Hampshire. I'm going to jump to the conclusion that that's for the Free State Project. We didn't specifically ask him his reasons for moving to New Hampshire, but there are...
Previously he said so.
Did he? Okay, I don't recall that. But anyway, the Free State Project is the idea of moving liberty-oriented people, people who understand what freedom means, that, you know, you should be free to live your life so long as you don't, aggress against somebody else, steal from them, or hurt them in some way. That those people, libertarians and voluntarists alike, will be moving to New Hampshire and already are. Mark, that's the reason why you and I are here. It's why we've been here since 2006. We're early movers for the Free State Project. Turns out a lot of Free State Project participants are Bitcoin fans and are active in the Bitcoin community. And so what we see happening here, and for instance, in Manchester, they have the world's longest running Bitcoin meetup. They have a Bitcoin meetup every single week out there in Manchester. And I think it's awesome. I actually got to go and attend one of them last week for the first time. So that was cool. But I think what you're going to see happen is just because New York runs with this Bitcoin regulation idea, whatever it will end up being, doesn't necessarily mean that's going to translate to all 50 states. Now, it's certainly true that some states are going to look at that and they're going to say, oh, well, we want to do that here, and then they'll copy New York. I have no doubt about that.
Sure.
But what you might see happen, or at least what I hope you'll see happen, is that there are so many Bitcoin fans here in New Hampshire, so many Bitcoin activists, if you will, that I think there's a chance that New Hampshire could be the counter to New York, that they could have laws that are much more friendly to Bitcoin than New York does, and almost create a Bitcoin haven, sort of a Bitcoin Silicon Valley, if you will, a place where Bitcoin is respected by the people who call themselves the state, maybe even accepted by the people who call themselves the state. There was actually a bill put forward this year that would essentially, I don't know if allow is the right word, maybe even force state agencies to take Bitcoin. And there was some discussion amongst the libertarians as to whether or not, you know, the state should be forced to take Bitcoin, that, you know, maybe it should just be an option for them, that they should be perhaps authorized rather than forced. But nonetheless, the bill was put forward. And as I understand it, it has been put into a study committee, or it may end up being put into a study committee, which means that they want to learn more about Bitcoin. They want to, the people that are in the committee of bureaucrats or politicians who are looking at this issue, they didn't want to vote on it, that particular bill this year, but they may vote on it within the next year if the study committee thing goes well. So who knows? I mean, maybe nothing will happen with that. I don't know. But the fact that it was even put forth in the first place by a Bitcoin-friendly legislator is a good sign. We actually have legislators elected here in New Hampshire who are active Bitcoiners, who are people who have Bitcoin, who understand what Bitcoin is and understand the benefits of Bitcoin, and they're bringing that to the state.
That may be true, but I have no desire to give Bitcoins to the state, right? Like, I just wouldn't do that.
Well, me neither, but it's the idea, Mark, that the pitch for this, I guess, because there's an argument against it, but the pitch for it is essentially that, well, if the state officially begins accepting Bitcoins as payment for fines and things like that, or payment for taxes, then that could actually help legitimize Bitcoin in people's minds, because there's a certain segment of the population who they're very skeptical, and I think rightly so, of Bitcoin. It's this new technology. It's, you know, at least to somebody who's new to it, it seems unproven. It seems scary. It seems a little shifty, depending on the news stories that they've heard about it, because there's certainly plenty of people in the mainstream media who are bad-mouthing Bitcoin and talking down about it and predicting its doom and, you know, saying that it's only good for illegal things, which is nonsense. There's major companies as large as Dell Computers and Overstock.com and Wikipedia who are all accepting Bitcoin.
You can get huge discounts on Amazon, you know, basically 20% off of the really great prices they have at Amazon, and that you can reach
through Purse.io.
Purse.io, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, the more you learn about Bitcoin, the more legitimate I think it will seem. But there are, you know, the critics who, you know, they've got their reasons. Anyway, so the pitch would be that it would more legitimize Bitcoin. And if the state were to be accepting it, and that could do a good thing for the Bitcoin price, and it could make Bitcoin more accepted by other businesses, that's the theory. Whether or not it'll pan out, we'll keep you informed here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I was actually doing some Bitcoin outreach today, Mark. I went to the college and was handing out some Bitcoin flyers that we made up here in Keene that are just kind of brief introductory flyers. They're about a quarter page of paper, and they're kind of nice, you know, printed on nice cardstock and glossy, and it looks good. And it's just got some basic info that you can actually find over at weusecoins.com. We took some of the text from We Use Coins and basically cut it down, and made it as simple as possible, and then put it on these cards. I was at a college event and handing these things out. And actually, it seemed like more people knew about Bitcoin this year than last year, because I'd done similar things on the college campus last year, and I would say that about 10% of the people that I handed flyers to last year had heard about Bitcoin. I'd say maybe it was closer to 20% this time around. So I feel like there's been some progression in people's, at least whether or not they have an intimate understanding of Bitcoin, I don't know, but their awareness.
At least they know what it is.
Yeah, their awareness has progressed. So you can share your thoughts with us here tonight. It doesn't matter what it's about. We've talked about the existence of the state and recycling and Bitcoin here. But coming up still, we've got Sheriff Joe. He's been in court, in district court, actually federal district court, over the last week, apparently, maybe even longer than that. I didn't know about this until tonight when I started coming across the news articles about it. He is being held, or not quite yet, but may be held in contempt of court, by this supposed man of the law who is allegedly so respectful of this system that he's a part of. Well, he's ignored a judge's order, apparently. And we'll tell you what that order was all about and what's going on in that case, because it's not yet wrapped up. It may lead to criminal contempt charges. So it's a civil contempt case, which may ultimately result in Sheriff Joe going to his own prison facility as an inmate. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I found something that works. Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. Doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar. If you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back, because this stuff works. Australian Dream is available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Walmart, Target, and other drugstores and supermarkets everywhere.
So the news breaks, Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign, oh my God, a gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 8442-GUNS-80, that's guns80.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Plus, BlockItPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live here on the Live Saturday Edition. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Will the toughest sheriff, the so-called self-professed toughest sheriff in America, be so tough after he has himself a showdown with a judge in a federal courtroom? Well, we can tell you more about what happened with Sheriff Joe Arpaio this week here in a little bit. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us on the radio waves to talk about anything that's on your mind, is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Also join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Let's go to Rachel, because you can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. Rachel is calling from Reading, Connecticut. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I live in Connecticut, and I work in New York City. My boyfriend runs a business from home, so he runs an online business. He loves doing that. We have been talking about moving to New Hampshire because we want to be around some more like-minded folks. And one of the things we heard about that we're excited about is going to Porkfest. So I'm wondering if you can tell me a little bit more about Porkfest and what it's all about and how it got started.
Sure. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, not really having much to do with the flesh of pigs, although I'm sure there are people...
There's a pig that people eat at Porkfest, right?
Yeah, there was a roaster pig, no doubt about that.
But that's not its namesake.
No.
It's the porcupine.
It's pork with a C.
Yeah.
It's been... I think this is the... this will be the 12th annual coming up this summer at the end of June. And it has been going on for some time, and what happens is that about 2,000... liberty-minded folks. Many of them would identify as libertarians. Some would probably identify as hard righters. Some people would identify as anarchists, voluntarists, a variety of names, and all with different ideas, but sort of centered around the idea of human liberty, that people should be able to do what they want as long as they don't harm other folks. And they'll be showing up there for, you know, to hear speeches. There'll be Agora Alley, which is this big vending area, lots of food in that vending area, but people selling other sort of knickknacks and things that they've made and stuff they're excited about.
Lots of those folks are selling things or will accept Bitcoin or silver, for instance, alternative currencies like that.
And there will be, besides the speeches, there's going to be family events. So the kids have things to do together. And then there's these things that are sort of more self-organized, but teenage things. They do humans versus zombies. I know that. They run around and play that with each other. And, you know, different days, they have different setups and things they're going to do.
There's lots of parties.
Adult parties, no shortage of them. And so adults, you know, partying responsibly. And that's the event.
There's some weird dome tents, too, and I don't know what goes on in those.
There is supposed to be some kind of strange alternative sex dome thing that goes on. I have seen the dome. I was in the dome when no one was really in the dome.
Oh, really?
Like, I wanted to see what it was like in the dome.
Did your wife know you were in the dome?
I don't know. She might have been with me. But it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So I probably would have left people to their devices if things had been going on. But
I heard there was a bondage show or something like that in one of those domes.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of strange things. And
right. Everything from like wholesome church groups to bondage shows.
There'll be a Quaker meeting that I'm setting up this year. There's another Quakers coming, so we're going to have a Quaker meeting.
Oh, cool.
And so there's everything, like just a whole gamut of sort of society boiled down into this odd place for a week.
It's libertarians hanging out in the woods for a week, and it's a lot of fun. And if you've never been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you really ought to go, whether you're in Connecticut as you are, Rachel, or elsewhere in the country.
People come from all over the world.
It's a lot of fun.
I think
my boyfriend has he has a pretty big YouTube channel. And I don't know if I want to if I should plug it at all here. It's a little silly. He runs a online reselling channel, basically talking about buying and selling things on Amazon and eBay, and has about 21,000 subscribers at this point. So
not
we're
bad.
Thinking that this could be a cool event where we, you know, let all of our subscribers know that, you know, Andrew is going to be going to this event. And maybe a bunch of really cool subscribers from the New England area could come.
Yeah, that's totally something that you could do. I mean, it's almost like, for us, Mark, it's like a Free Talk Live listener reunion.
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
As well. I mean, it's almost like a convention that we don't have to throw, that we just show up to, and fans of the show show up, and they can sit there and watch us do our show. And you could also do the same thing where, like, hey, meet, was it Andrew? Meet Andrew on, you know, Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock at this location. I mean, those are all things that you can easily put together. And usually the Porcupine Freedom Festival organizers are looking for people who want to, host an event. Or perhaps, you know, it sounds like he's got expertise on how to sell things on eBay. So if you were to reach out to the I can't promise anything, right? I'm not an organizer of the event, but I know this has happened in the past where they have said to people, hey, if you want to give a speech of some sort or give a presentation, that you can actually go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, reach out to the organizers through the website and say, hey, this is what we have. This is the kind of presentation that that we can put on. And they might actually put you on the official schedule for something like that.
That would be awesome. Yeah, his channel is called Taking Profit. And basically, it is a really neat, he runs it for, you know, right out of our apartment. And he started about 3 years ago and has just grown it. And everything is free there. And he even has a weekly show every Tuesday night. And basically, what happened was he started this when he used to play poker professionally, but then online poker got shut down. So he decided to just start doing this business from nothing, and really has grown it and has so many awesome fans out there that really
That's
are just
great.
Learning a lot.
We need more people who are successful business people up here moving up as activists. And Rachel, I hope we helped you with your question tonight. Thank you for the call. Really appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Feel free to come up, say hello, and cool. You know, maybe we'll even have you guys on the air, and thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's so many things to do at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can't do it all. There are multiple things happening simultaneously, and so many people, you can't meet them all. You said around 2,000, I think it's a little on the high side, but at least 1,500, if not 1,700 or so. So there's quite a few liberty-minded folks that go to this event, and you should be there. In fact, it's the last week of June this year. I don't know if we mentioned that, but it's.
I said the end of June.
Did you? Okay. We're 2 months away. I mean, this is 8 weeks out. It's going to come up fast.
Yeah, it's always so epic. I mean, people say it's a life-changing event.
Yeah. Start making your plans now if you're going to attend. And there are also people who want to carpool up. So, you know, as you're driving up here, you might actually be able to pick up some other people. If you go to the Porcupine, porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, they may link there somewhere on the site. I'm not intimately familiar with it, but somewhere to resources where you could actually, you know, have ride-sharing services and things like that. Let's go to Poltergeist calling from Massachusetts. It's you're on Free Talk Live, Poltergeist.
Mark, we've talked. I'm the guy with the rocks, the historical rocks. You know what I'm talking
about? Over in like Maryland or something? These rocks with the sort of Indian hieroglyphs on them?
Yes, sir. It's Massachusetts.
Sorry about that. Okay.
It's all right. I just sent you a couple more pictures. I do not know what to do with this, and it's over my head. It's over, you know, it's, I know.
What are we talking about here? Do with what?
Well, how do I explain this? Like, they are hieroglyphs, and they're, like, just right there, and it's a memorial. It's an ancient burial ground. It's Massasoit's burial ground. It's not.
Have you gotten? Maybe you should get a hold of local colleges or something like that. There's got to be history professors or something in the local area that would be, you know, be excited about this and be able to do something with it.
You would kind of think that, and I've talked to a few people. You would think that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what you're saying, and. It's just a historical fact that they've covered this place up, and basically they don't want the story to be told, because I'll say this. Have you ever heard of the fact that there were black Native Americans, not just redskin Native Americans?
Do you mean escaped slaves that went to live among Native Americans?
No, nothing like that.
And no, I don't. I haven't heard that, no.
Okay, and that's the thing. When you read the older history books, basically books written in like 1890 and before then, they specifically talk about it. Massasoit himself and his tribe and the Federation, they were multicultural, and they had you know, black natives living here in America.
I'd recommend that you put up a website, maybe, you know, put the evidence online to try to persuade people about this, you know, these rocks that you consider to be very, very historically important. If you can't get anyone to listen to you locally, maybe you can get people to listen to you on the internet. And good luck, Poltergeist. 855-450-FREE. Of course, it probably will just look like another crazy website. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.